Mini-episode 795 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 795. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris coming at you for our NFL Week 17 preview. As mentioned last week, I'm going solo this week, albeit with picks as always from our Kyle Ross. I was 8-8 last week, cooling off after my recent hot streak. I'm now 118, 111-11 for the year, making my dream of finishing at a profitable rate for a second straight year a bit more distant. It was yet another bad week for my big three with another 0-3, dropping me to 19-26-2, and my loss on my lock pick put me a mere 3 out of 16 for the year. Kyle had a solid 2-1, but he only raises to 35-50-1 on the year. As is always the case with Week 17, all games are being played on Sunday, and they're all divisional games. We start with Tennessee hosting Houston, laying 3.5 points after opening with the standard home field 3. By almost any metric right now, notwithstanding the Texans somehow making the playoffs out of this dumpster division, the Titans are a better team. Keyword there is almost, since Marcus Mariota will be watching this game from leg rehab. Houston is going to be going all out offensively, notwithstanding locking down that playoff spot, because getting Tom Savage ready for the playoffs is a 24-7 job. In a week where motivation will drive many outcomes, I'm on the Texans. The New York Jets host Buffalo, getting 3.5 points down from the opening 5. The Jets have long since mailed it in, while a better Bills team has a chance to give their popular interim coach a leg up on the full-time job. Take Buffalo in this spot. The Bengals host the Ravens. Home team had been spotting 2.5 points at the open, and the line is now a pick after Baltimore had been a 1-point favorite during the week. Both teams expected to be playing pass this week when the season started, and while Natty's season is fugglier, Baltimore's wounds are fresher, and thus they're less likely to show up. Take the Bengals. D.C. is hosting the New York Giants, yielding 7.5 points, up from 7 at the outset. Washington's locked into the playoffs with a win, whereas the Giants are already there but locked into a spot. I'm on the Redskins. Indy hosts Jacksonville, giving 4.5 points after the number opened at 7. The Jags, already widely forecast to be a much better team in 2017, got a jump on building next year's momentum with a surprising win that eliminated Tennessee from the playoffs, and they certainly have a great chance to keep it close against the underwhelming Colts, which is what I'm looking for them to do. Philadelphia plays host to Dallas, seemingly inexplicably gifting 4 points, up from 1.5 when the line dropped. You can only assume that Big D, locked into the top spot, is going to err completely on the side of protecting key starters with a spread like this, so I'm going to take the hint and fly with the Eagles. The Bears are traveling to Minnesota, and the line is Vikes -6, down 0.5 from the open. In a battle of two very disconsolate and disappointing teams, I'll ride with the one at home. Tampa Bay, needing innumerable results to go their way after dumping to New Orleans last week, is providing 4 points to Carolina, up from the opening 3.5. The Buccaneers were thrown off by the absence of Doug Martin last week and are now all but dead in the playoff race, while the Panthers have a chance to finish within a game of 500 after being down in the dregs back in October. I'll take Carolina. Atlanta must win to lock up the number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs in a bye week, but the arch-rival Saints will be out to spoil them like they did the Bucs last week. The Falcons are spotting 7, up from 6.5. Last week I went against the Falcons, feeling that they'd been too good for too long of late, especially given the state of their defense. I was wrong then, but staying with the same logic, I will be right this week in taking New Orleans. New England travels to Miami, laying 9 points, up from the initial 6. Similar to Houston, the Fish will be trying to get Matt Moore somehow ready for the challenges of the playoffs, but the Patriots still have to win to lock up home field throughout the AFC playoffs and that makes them impossible to go against here. At this point, the sorry Rams can't even end up favored at home against the wildly disappointing Cardinals, who are yielding 6.5, down from 7 at the start of the week. Arizona proved last week that they hadn't completely mailed it in, so they should be the pick, but LA always does the opposite of what's logical in terms of the spread, so I'm going to go contrarian and select them. Kansas City barely held off San Diego at home week 1. They bookend the season with a trip to the West Coast, gifting 4.5 points. I see another tight one, and will probably be the last game ever in Qualcomm Stadium, as the Chiefs could be primed for a letdown after their emotional Christmas Day blowout of Denver. I think that they'll win, but not cover. Kyle's taking SD as well. Denver is hosting Oakland, providing 1.5 points, down from 3.5 at the outset. Now that both teams are going with replacement-level talent at QB, the overall talent gap between these teams is fairly small and could well be tipped in the Broncos' direction. I don't see the Super Bowl champions going out laying 2 eggs in a row, and as a matter of fact, I will take them here. Now let's go to my big 3 picks. On Sunday night, in the day's sole hugely consequential contest, Green Bay travels to Detroit and is laying 3. This line is indicative of the fact that the Packers have been much hotter than the Lions and that they seem back to their old selves, and that's bad news for Detroit. Take Wisconsin's finest in this one, and Kyle agrees. Up next, before San Francisco burned their organization to the ground 2 years ago, this would have been a blockbuster game. Now the point spread tells the story. The Seahawks are coming to their yard and laying 9.5 up from 9 at the open. Seattle needs this one to get a first-round bye, and even though they should wrap it up by halftime, only a fool would count on Pete Carroll showing enough mercy to make a San Fran backdoor possible, and I'm no fool. For my lock pick, Pittsburgh is sitting about 3/4 of their roster against Cleveland at home, which is the main reason that the number has dropped from 11-6. That makes this the biggest sucker's bet in quite some time. Even without Antonio Brown in there, the Steelers are going to be going all out trying to get Landry Jones performing well, just in case, after looking at the rash of backup quarterbacks who will be starting in AFC playoff games this year. The season will end between these teams, as it always does. We've got a bonus selection from Kyle as well, in addition to San Diego and Green Bay. Take a teaser with Atlanta and Washington. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge, and we wish you a Happy New Year.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.